Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
And so, please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for your grace. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So, my friends, did you bring your Bibles? If you brought your Bibles, please turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. And we're going to expound verses 11 through 20. And this is one of my favorite types of teaching. It's called expository teaching. And expository teaching is line by line, precept upon precept, book by book. And so we're going to be breaking down verses 11 through 20 in the book of Matthew chapter 28. And I've entitled this message, Preach the Gospel. Preach the Gospel. I need your focus here on the screen right here. And let's go there right now. And it's Preach the Gospel, what I've entitled this evening. And so are you there? I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 28. And let's look at verses 11 and 12. And the Word of God reads, Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all the things that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers. Now, let's move on to verse 13. And it goes like this, saying, Tell them, his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure. So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Now, this whole story takes place right at the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we know the story that the angel came and caused the soldiers to go to sleep. They put them to sleep. They rolled the stone and Jesus rose again and he lives forevermore. But my friends, the religious leaders and the security guard, the Roman soldiers, they were so terrified of what took place and they didn't want the truth to get out. So they were scheming up ways to try to dismay the resurrection, to try to nullify the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. They were trying to come up with stories that his disciples came in and stole them at night. Now, we all know that was impossible because there were many soldiers there guarding the place. And plus, there was a heavy stone that took many to move the stone. And so just by rolling this, or just by pushing it an inch would have woken them all up. So we all know that was fabricated. That was a lie. And many spins and lies have over 2,000 years have not changed. It's in our political world. It's in our social world. It's in this woke culture. It's everywhere. Spins of lies. And so, my friends, the religious leaders' worst fears, they had been realized that Jesus' body had disappeared from the tomb. And instead of even considering that Jesus' claims had been true and that he truly was the Messiah risen from the dead, the leaders decided to bribe the soldiers in order to explain, my goodness, to explain it away. How could they have explained that thing away? Huh? They couldn't explain that away and came up with a fabrication, a fabricated lie that the disciples came and stole the body. You see, my friends, this may have seemed like a logical explanation to the religious leaders, but they didn't think it through. So I impose upon us four reasons why this couldn't have taken place. Let's go there right now. Let's go to number one. Why would Jesus' disciples who had ran off, they had run off on him at his arrest. Remember, when they apprehended Jesus, they all took off running. At risk, a return at night to a guarded and sealed tomb in an effort to steal a body, an offense that would incur the death penalty. So, that was a false narrative, right? Let's look at number two. And if they had done so, would they have taken the time to unwrap the body? First of all, they would have to have moved the stone like I indicated. And they wouldn't have time to unwrap the body and then take them while the guards were there watching. I'm pretty sure, my friends, guards were watching and some were sleeping. But we all know what took place. Let's look at number three here. If this had occurred while the guards were sleeping, how could the guards possibly have known what had occurred? Wow. As I'm explaining this whole situation. Now, let's look at this. Let's look at fourthly. If this truly happened, why didn't the religious leaders arrest the disciples in order to prosecute them? Why, saints of God? Why? Why? Because it never happened. That's right. It never happened. You see, my friends, the story was full of holes. And the guards would have to have the negligence on their part. So getting them to spread this rumor required a big bribe by the religious leaders. The story circulated and many people believed the lie. And also apparently not thinking through the information long enough to ask the obvious questions. No, they just rather would believe a lie. It's no different than today. There's many lies spun